AAA is projecting that nearly 35 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more this weekend to celebrate the holiday that marks the end of summer. KUER's Judy Faze reports that Utah Highway Patrol officers are working on keeping travel safe.
Around 2.5 million people in the Mountain West are planning to travel, according to AAA spokeswoman Rolaine Faircloth, and about 2.1 million are going to drive. Leisure travel has steadily increased each holiday this summer, leading up to the busiest Labor Day travel weekend since the beginning of the recession in 2008. Faircloth says that's a positive sign.
When you see increases in travel, you can also see that people are feeling better about the economy, and the economy is stronger.
Compared with last year, road travel is expected to increase 0.5% this Labor Day weekend. And this year, the number of road fatalities since Memorial Day has also jumped. According to the State Department of Transportation, 93 people have died on Utah's roads during what they call the 100 deadliest days of the year. There were 73 last summer. Sergeant Todd Royce of the Utah Highway Patrol says holiday weekends tend to be more deadly, but he hopes the fatality list doesn't get any longer.
We're going to have 266 additional shifts called safety shifts. Troopers will be out on the road working, and they'll be just looking for those five major factors that cause fatal crashes, which are seatbelts, driving impaired, speed, distracted driving, and drowsy driving. They'll be out looking to make traffic stop for those offenses and either issue citations or educate people on how they can be safer drivers.
An alarming rate of this summer's fatalities would have been prevented if the victims had been wearing their seatbelts. The Utah Department of Transportation estimates that half of those who died on Utah's roads were not buckled up. Judy Faze, KUER News.